Welcome to Happy Endings, a romantic TV movie podcast. My name is Laura Miller, and with me today is
Abby Bogost.
And Abby and I are going to be talking about a really wonderful and current and special film. We hope it will be special. A Christmas Prince 2, The Royal Wedding. We both watched A Christmas Prince again last night in order to prepare for this exciting experience, and we hope that you enjoy our commentary. We also have a store at Society 6 under Happy Endings Podcast, and hope that you will click like and subscribe to this lovely podcast. So we will get started in just a second with A Christmas Prince, The Royal Wedding.
Count ready.
All right, so here we go. We're going to push play on this magical entertainment event.
I'm excited.
Thank you, Netflix.
I think they have a fancier intro now than they had.
Motion Picture Corporation of America with little snowflakes behind it. Central Park in the winter. This is just how A Christmas Prince 1 started.
Everything's very sparkly. We've got the giant ornaments and the snow.
Have you been to New York at Christmas time?
I haven't. So as far as I know, this is exactly what it looks like.
You know, it is very pretty.
There are two people wandering through the snow. I'm sure that's it completely. And she's typing because she's a writer.
Yeah. Oh, she kept that ring. Richard Bevan Charlton, King of Aldovia.
Seems like he needs more names. I feel like five is sort of the minimum for European royalty.
Yeah, and none of them are like, maybe they have a different religion in Aldovia, because none of them seem very, like, religion-y as names go. Bevan? Like, I don't know what a Bevan is.
No.
Oh, she's waving in her little Pam Beasley button-down shirt. Oh, there they are.
Well, she's jet-setting back and forth. Are they still taking United? There it goes. They fly to Aldovia.
United is the official airline of Aldovia. Here they are. They're romping in the park. She just put something in a suitcase. Oh, long distance relationships. I don't know why she didn't just
move to Aldovia. She's still blogging her.
Oh, boy. She really is like Pam from The Office, but like blonder.
She's very cute and relatable. Like, if she's in line at Trader Joe's, you're not going to go to the other line because she's too scary.
Yes. Oh my gosh, we have a scary Trader Joe's woman, but she's one of the checkers, and I almost thought I avoided her, but then, like, you know, she did the thing where they come to you and go, next in line please, and I had to go over there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know. She's also from California, so, like, I feel like compelled to talk to her. Well, there is this sort of like Trader Joe's California club.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, boy. What do you see? I haven't seen it. Oh, is that a wreath? No, that's a poinsettia.
Okay.
Everything has many Christmas decorations in this suite of films. All right. So we have beautiful, beautiful frosty winter trees. We are going to do a wreath count. I'm guessing the Aldovia Airport has several wreaths in it.
Yeah, we've seen a bunch of Christmas trees so far. But
lots of
our
trees.
Wreath numbers are low at this point.
Yes, at this point. Oh, my prediction at the end of the previous film is that her dad ends up with the queen.
Oh.
Because it's been another year since she lost her husband. Maybe she's ready. Oh, is King Richard's modernization initiative a disaster? I love that they have New York cabs in Aldovia. Someone stole a cab just like at the beginning of the other one.
Oh, maybe they're going to kick him out.
Oh, boy. He threatened to, oh, they sent the royal limos, which are a BMW SUV. Maybe they called a royal Uber. The king has a, what is wrong with modernization?
Well, they don't seem to have any industry of any sort prior to this. So it seems like maybe that's a good idea.
We would like to have an export.
I don't think they can live on dead King Richard's woodworking forever.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it like, you know, artisanal woodworking? It's like she hasn't realized she's going to Aldovia again. She's been there a bunch of
Yeah,
times.
well, that's, yeah, suddenly, like, all these times she's been hanging out with the king, she hasn't had her own limo. He's just been making her take the taxi.
Yeah, that's really weak.
But her dad gets the limo.
Her dad gets the limo. And they're really not limos. They're just BMWs. I mean, they're fine.
Yeah, I mean, I would be happy to be met at the airport with the BMW.
Yeah, I'll take it. I mean, why were there three cars for two people who are traveling together?
You have to have a motorcade.
A motorcade, I guess.
For your, like, New York diner owner.
Oh, there's snacks in the Aldovian limos. Maybe hospitality is their thing.
You think they would have more people, more tourists.
Yeah, it's kind of a cute town. They're very Christmassy.
Well, that's the thing. All of these tiny European countries we've never heard of.
I feel like Rick Steves let us down.
No Aldovia, no Belgravia, no Genovia.
I know. He just likes to drink orange juice and wear his cargo pants and let it fly.
Okay, well, they've got lots of snow. Okay, we are up to four wreaths.
Four wreaths, okay. Oh, five. There's one up there.
Oh, five. I can't even count.
All right, six, seven.
Oh, and there
we have... Emily, the nice girl. I liked her. That was the real love story, really, was Emily learning to be happy.
Yeah, it didn't seem to take long, though. I felt like, clearly, she'd had some really subpar tutors in the past, if all it took was someone being nice to her for 15 minutes.
Not, like, it's okay to be disabled is, like, the, you know, the moral. Oh, great.
Only children are allowed to have curly hair, though, ever.
Only children have curly hair. It's true.
My husband says I can never be president because it's not possible to take someone with curly hair seriously. Aww. This is why Obama had his hair cut short for all those years.
Oh, I want to see Obama with curly hair.
I think you can see that.
I mean, I think old times, but what if he goes that way now?
Yeah, because...
And just, like, starts...
He doesn't have to run for president again. Okay, yeah. How many more wreaths are there in this
direction?
I want to
see him just wearing athleisure forever. Oh, yeah, wreaths, wreaths. Okay, there's trees, there's garlands. I wonder if they just reused last year's. The queen. She's going to fall in love with her dad. I know it.
First, they have to have some kind of conflict.
Yeah.
Perhaps he can insult her right away.
Exactly.
Oh, what's with the mauve flowers? Those are from somebody's house in the early 90s.
Yeah. Well, her outfit is from the early 90s. Oh, Amber, you're so relatable with your Chuck Taylor shoes that don't go with anything you ever wear.
I was fine with her wearing them for a while. I didn't get her wearing her Chuck Taylors to the ball.
Yeah, like, was that supposed to be, like, a personality trait instead of a shoe choice? It's
especially endearing that she's wearing her sneakers. I mean, does she have a condition? I mean, I would be okay with that. Like, she
plantar
really...
fasciitis. You really shouldn't wear Chuck Taylors with that, though. Unless she has inserts.
Oh, maybe it's Miss Avril. Maybe he'll take up with...
He's too low class for the actual queen.
Well, Miss Avril's a little cranky. She needs...
She does need some love. But so does she. Oh, but this is one of those worlds... Like, the universe of this film is that you only love one person ever.
I don't know. It's okay to marry to fall in love after your spouse has died, though.
Yeah, 2 years.
We've got
since,
a lot of widows and widowers.
Mm, that's true. Yeah.
Although,
like the widower who likes woodworking, and some lady rolls up. Oh, there's a random ornament tied to the chandelier.
I want to pull it. Like, is it going to ring a bell somewhere?
What
no?
was that ribbon? This is terrible. Oh my! What does she see? It says, I love you in garlands, in ribbon garlands, and there's a Valentine's card from the dollar store waiting for her. Oh, it totally is. Look how flimsy that card is. Oh, he wrote her some bad... That's not a limerick, you dick. That's four lines. Okay, he's literally Richard, so it's okay.
We can call any
anything is a limerick. Every book is a novel.
Well, you can call any group of words, any poetic form you want. That's just how it works now. We don't have meter. We don't have...
Yeah, it's just like in graphic design, any shape is any letter. Like, I saw an ad for a, you know, Noel sign. I think it was Pottery Barn. And it was N blank E-L. And the blank part was a deer head. So it was like, oh. Noel, but it was angled. So it just looked like deer L.
Oh, what is with those sleeves?
I don't know. That's not so bad, is it?
Yeah.
It's kind of, it is a child's dress.
It's like a child's dress from 1990. All of the costumes have been in storage.
Oh my gosh, I think I just saw a dress that I've looked at on Amazon and thought about getting. I'm guessing their costumer is Amazon. This is like the way America is going.
I would buy that. Have you seen the groups for like meteorologists to order their dresses
yes!
from Amazon?
I ordered one of the meteorology dresses, and honestly, it would only have been good if you wore it on TV, because actually close-up was not amazing. Why is everyone wearing short sleeves in Moldova or Aldovia?
Well,
oh, she just ignored the non-white people. That's not nice.
Okay,
she really is cute.
She's very cute, but she's not scary gorgeous or anything.
Yeah, that's the right medium for these. Oh my!
Oh, he's straight out
of Aladdin.
I was thinking, who is the stylist in The Hunger Games?
Oh yes,
with the blue hair.
Yes, he's wearing.
There's sort of some Aladdin thing. It looks waterproof.
I kind of want that. Is that on Amazon? He's wearing a sparkling brocade tunic with sort of military style buttons down the side, and he has a lovely pompadour, and I think maybe the king should marry him.
I feel like
he dresses better.
He could rip it off and there'd be some sort of superhero suit underneath.
Totally.
Something with lots of spandex.
Yeah, the queen doesn't really iron that. No one irons the queen's clothes. Oh, well, the dad dressed up this time. Maybe he is for the queen.
Well, I guess we're going to find out. We've got an hour and a half for everyone to find the love of their lives.
That's great. That's
first.
I'll,
we
I'll
need
take
some,
that.
Some confusion. Some...
Is there a wreath behind her? No. Okay.
Yeah, I got to keep up with my wreath count.
Wreath count. There's a harp. The poor girl playing the harp. She just looks like, I guess this is my fate. Whoa. Call me Rudy, kiddo. I'm from New York.
I like the little girl. I think she's very sparkly.
Yeah. Oh, here's more terrible food.
Yeah, so I was really disappointed. The last
one, yeah, it's aspic.
We got this hint that there was going to be some sort of Aldovian cuisine mm-hmm. with the jiggly meat. And yes, some sort of nightmare aspic.
This is a different aspic.
This is different.
The last one was like a pate type aspic that was clear.
But everything's. But then we got no more hint of the culture and cuisine of Aldovia.
Yeah. No. I feel we've been denied that. This is some cheap costuming though.
Is that a Hogwarts?
Lady blazer.
Yeah. I guess it's just the rampant lions
Hogwarts.
Look yeah. a little Hogwartsy. What's with that guy's eyes?
It looks
in
like
the
a faculty party in the background.
everyone's middle aged and a little uncomfortable,
and they've had that suit for a long time
since the early 90s.
Yeah, when they were at MLA. Look at that! That is clearly that man's MLA job interview soon.
Oh no, I feel sorry for him now.
Sorry to any friends who are on the job market for my having triggered you when you probably didn't want to think about that.
Is that a wreath or is that just like a pile of
I
garland
think that's
behind her?
A pile of garland.
Okay, it's hard
Ooh,
to tell.
Oh,
sometimes.
Here we go. Wait, are there wreaths? Are there balls. I think those are balls. Oh, two reeds, three, four. I see four reeds.
Yeah, are we missing? All right, we are, current wreath count is at 11. Unless we've missed some, which is entirely possible.
I don't think any of these people understand the weather. She is wearing a lightweight cotton trench coat over a short sleeve lace dress, and the ground is covered in snow.
Yeah.
And they're sitting on a cheap bench.
At least somebody brushed the snow off, because it's going to be really cold on her bare legs.
It really is. Maybe a hat?
They're having a heart-to-heart. Nobody wears hats, ever. It's one of the upsetting things to me. Like, you know, you see someone put on a full disguise to go and evade the whoever they. But no, we could not cover our hair or faces at all. And or Jon Snow always out there in his layers and layers of fur.
Oh, his flowing locks.
And his flowing
Why
locks.
Why doesn't he have a hat?
We have this wall of ice next
I
to you.
I saw three just now.
Okay.
Just casual glance yielded three. Oh, I like her ring better from that angle.
It coordinates with her lavender sheets.
Oh, my.
Well, he's back to the shiny brocade.
Well, I guess they're like, we need more people of color in this film.
It was very white last time.
But now we've got Sahil, who is a metallic tuniced man.
Now suddenly they have this army of people. They had to bring them in from other countries because there are really only about 200 people in the whole country.
Yeah, I think they do need to import people. Also, Aldovia has no skills. So clearly it has to be someone from another country.
He's doing some kind of dance to persuade her to... What is on that other guy's head?
Let's see.
The back there.
Oh, he dyed his hair?
He's got stripes.
He's fancy striped hair.
Because he is fashion man.
He is a fashion man. Oh, I love him. He has multiple colorful stripes in his blonde hair. He's standing there quietly like someone in Devo. And he's got like random zippers on his black shirt.
Okay, so I think
he wants her to wear a dog cone.
I guess then she won't have to eat the aspic. She can't turn her head.
Yeah, maybe he'll get like Aldovia to modernize from its aspic-based cuisine.
I guess it's very good for your skin to eat all that aspic. Lots of collagen or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's, like, at one point I didn't even think, and I bought one of those collagen packets at the store, and it's like, mix it in water. It won't taste like anything. I'm like, I'm eating meat water. I hate everything. And I threw it out, and I was so sad. I should be smarter about foods, I guess. But, like, when I see those for sale, like, at the check stand, I'm like, do these people know it's like meat water?
So I was at this event with my mother-in-law once years ago. She dragged me to it, and she was the youngest person there by 30 years or so.
Oh, boy.
And then there was me, and it was a potluck with salads, but it was all old ladies.
So it was mayonnaise salads?
And a lot of other things, including aspic.
Oh.
That looked like green chili stew, but it was cold and gelled.
I don't know what to do with that.
Which my mother-in-law took upon herself to feed me directly in front of the 95-year-old woman who had brought it.
Oh, my goodness.
So
I don't want to live to be 95 and be cooking things like that. That just seems like a waste of your life when you're 95. I guess you can just make your own choices then.
And then you can inflict them on other people, other unsuspecting people. Okay, so she's clearly unhappy with her fashion options.
Why can't she
for the
wear
wedding?
A random outfit to watch this happen? Like, couldn't she have worn her night? That's a nice little outfit. She's got a jersey.
He's got
a job at a security company. Oh my gosh, they had a realistic approach to journalism. That it's dying. her friends both got laid off.
Yeah, her friend is vlogging from her home or her rich friend's home.
She's living with her parents. The guy is a security guard.
I guess this
English
is,
majors really
I
do
was
get
say,
jobs.
This is
though.
What happens when you major in English. Here,
no, it isn't though. This
you,
is what
you
people
get a job in security.
Think. Yeah. Well, this is what people think about English majors who don't know.
I just had to give you a hard time.
I know. Your husband's degree's in English, though, right?
Complet.
Oh, Complet. Oh, well, they're the ones with the jobs. I'm sorry.
Mine, on the other hand.
Yeah?
Religion and theater. So
nice. Know. One of my favorite people is a religious studies professor at Miami, and she's writing about, like, vegan diets and religion, and it's so good.
Got thousands of years to draw on for that.
Oh, indeed.
But
it is like a religion in itself.
Some of the least attractive ornaments in this show.
In this room?
Yeah, these, like, the fake goldie. Okay, where?
Where are
Richard
they?
Richard is being kingly in front of.
It's Athenaeum? Athens and Rome, right? Athenal Roman. We'll have to look up whatever building that really is.
I think they stuck some letters up there.
Yeah.
He's being very kingly, though. There's
yeah.
Slight squint.
No,
everyone's
believe
waving
in his
their little...
monarchy is... Aldovia is going broke. They all speak
no
English.
No more layoffs.
Where is our pay? Why is there a glass of water out there? Like, you know what? They're right. Aldovia's screwed. Here comes a guy. Oh, that's the cousin, right?
Is that the cousin?
Simon? Or is this a different bad guy?
They kind of look the same after a
while.
He's
a white guy with brown hair. He has a teleprompter. Is that normal where they have a teleprompter
outside?
Do you
think they have guillotines in Aldovia? Because this movie could go a really different direction.
Oh, I'm kind of
into
that. It
could be super exciting.
Yeah. I just like the one that's like, why with an interrobang? Why interrobang? I think that's my next one. Stop spending your money on Christmas decorations. Maybe they'll make Aldovia a tourist Christmas town.
Well, that would be innovative, wouldn't it?
Yeah, there you go.
They do have their unused snow-capped mountains.
That's true.
They
that
don't
really
seem to
is
have any kind of
ski lodge or anything. Like, there was the lodge where they hooked up in the first movie, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That could be like a ski resort-based
thing. We could do that.
You know, our former royal hunting lodge is now a fabulous ski resort with timeshares and condos.
They've already got a lot of antlers in there. It's all
yeah,
sad.
I'd go stay there if I had a ton of money.
Ooh. At least he's wearing a hat.
There's a newsie there. Yeah, he looks like a newsie, an adult newsie.
Hey, don't go knocking on newsies.
I like newsies. Oh, here's their kitchen. I think that is the same kitchen, maybe, where they made the cookies last night.
You know, I think I got a little distracted during the cookies portion.
Yeah,
just
that's
shouting,
okay.
cookies, look, they're baking. Okay, we're up another
reef.
Oh,
there's reef. A candy cane hanging.
Just hang it.
There's just let's hang candy canes from the wall.
Oh, here, Dad wants to help in the kitchen, and he's being shut out.
Oh, because he owns a restaurant.
Yeah.
He's going to make everyone a Reuben. Oh, my God, everything is decorated for Christmas. Every surface. Ooh, maybe he'll end up with her. That's kind of fun.
That does seem more entertaining.
I'm into this.
Maybe Dad's just going to...
Maybe she's compatible.
Dad's just going to visit everybody. He's going to make good use of his time here in Aldovia.
He found a sexy young Russian lady. But she's clearly past 40.
Oh, no, he gets to wash the dishes. Oh, poor Dad. Yeah, she's totally going to end up with her.
Oh, good.
She's insulted him more than anyone else.
Yes, that is the test.
He seems to have a lot of sweaters.
I love that about it. Like, there was one in the previous movie where he had a gray turtleneck and a gray shawl neck collar sweater over the turtleneck. It was very, like, all the neck.
Yeah, see, much as I've complained about the costumes throughout, I do feel like he's got the Prince William after his mm-hmm. wardrobe makeover
yes.
thing going on, and I can appreciate that.
Yeah, I really do, too.
Okay, Mom is very
the
serious.
The mom has the smallest strand of pearls I've ever seen, and she's a queen.
Well, you know, Sophia, in the last movie had the largest, gaudiest fake pearls ever. So perhaps this is a nice contrast. The queen is understated.
She's
not being excessive while her country suffers through this economic breakdown.
Oh, okay, I see two wreaths.
All right.
A reindeer mug. That seems Aldovian. There we go. That looks more Aldovian as mugs go. Of course, they have a bunch of mismatched mugs, just like regular middle class people.
Oh. Current wreath count is at 21.
Mm. Oh, there's another one. I think that's a wreath.
Still struggling with the difference between wreath and pile o' garland.
Yeah, no, that is a challenge. Maybe if there's a third one, we can count piles. Oh, gosh. What is all that decor? Oh, hey, Emily's got a silver sequin dress and, of course, a cardigan. There are a lot of cardigans here.
Her wheelchair is well decorated for Christmas as well.
Well, you know, like, that's the season. That has to be a wreath, right?
I think we're up to 23.
Whoa. Oh, there's one, two.
I think some of these are repeats.
Yeah, recounts, yeah. I'm just, you know, I trust your knowledge.
There are a lot of wreaths. I think we can.
This guy is trying for the Tim Curry look, but he mostly just looks like, you know, person who's about to get fired for drinking too much on the job.
He looks like from Home Alone, the taller.
Oh, the taller villain. The taller burglar. Yeah.
Oh, no.
There's all these
bad
zooms.
Things have happened.
Simon, you're a newsie now, Simon.
Okay, here's the Queen Mother being generous and restrained. New York Dad, he's going to fight.
Why, I oughta.
Okay, everyone is we're getting lots of exposition that we can't hear.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, that's true. So Simon is poor now and only has a one-toned scarf and a newsy hat.
But he's going to be warmer than everybody else. He's
the
one with the hat and the scarf.
Dressed for the weather. Yeah, he has a hat.
And his
haircut. He still looks kind of hot, actually.
His haircut is better now.
I kind of like him more now. I like rough Simon. Oh, is this about Simon reforming and he'll end up with a girl now?
Well, you know, we've got...
is there a girl left?
We've got the princess's friend who's now vlogging from her parents' kitchen.
Ooh, I like it.
Surely
the two of them can vlog together.
Surely she's going to come for the wedding.
With what money? Well, hopefully my friend the princess can... Yeah, why doesn't she get her a job? Like, hi...
Well, there are no jobs in Aldovia, apparently.
I guess not. But like, hi, I'm marrying a prince... Too bad you're, like, almost homeless.
Oh,
whoa, this is a weird dress they've got her in. This is a wedding wreck. There's a giant brass ball in the fireplace.
Well, it's just like they've layered 6 or 8 dresses on top of each other. She's still got a teeny waist, though.
Yeah.
All of these layers of fabric.
If they just took some of the shit off of it, like, it would be fine.
Well, I think this is the point.
Yeah,
she's in a god-awful dress. Oh, and let's wrap her up in more fabric. That should help.
It's from Wish.com.
You thought you were getting the princess gown, but instead...
Instead, you got a plastic brooch glued to your belt. Oh my gosh.
Yes, but of course everyone is pretending this is beautiful, and she's the one who's unreasonable for thinking that her froofy pile of...
heels, and she's going to die.
She only knows how to walk in Converse.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. This is an important way to walk, with your arms whoosh,
swimming
whoosh,
through the air as you
whoosh.
Walk and say whoosh. I'm going to definitely want to marry someone like that. Come down the aisle whooshing to me in your flair.
Yeah, she's trying to talk sense into them. But no,
yeah.
Everyone loves this vomitous dress.
Oh, wow. I love this woman on the right. I kind of love how many people are just a total mess in this film.
Eyebrow man.
Eyebrow man. Oh, here we go. Oh, he made her a Coney Island hot dog. There we go. I thought it would be a Reuben, but it's a hot dog that he made from scratch. He makes his own hot dogs.
Well,
a foot-long bun? How did this happen?
I guess he made it out of all that aspic.
That's their transition. They really liked aspic, and now it's hot dogs.
People can come and have hot dogs and ski and look at antlers.
You know, honestly, like, if there were an alpine village in this little, like, untouched kingdom, and you could, like, go and hang out and have hot chocolate, but, like, also mysteriously you could get a Reuben if you craved it, that's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, after a long day of skiing, I think a Reuben would be great.
Yeah. Get some cocoa.
Dad is, I'm sure, giving her some life lessons now.
Oh.
But perhaps he is going to learn something as well.
Yeah.
I think he
needs to learn that he can love again.
When he was putting the hot dog down, I thought maybe it was going to be for his mean chef boss.
Oh, he wants her to wear this locket with her mom. Oh, I'm sorry, Dad. I can't wear that because I am wearing a pile of trash. What is the wallpaper? Or tile. They're tiles. Okay, they're weird. Florida State! So we have garnet and gold attached to a wedding dress.
Oh, and some lovely Converse.
There's wreaths on it.
Now, I think this is Emily's dress.
Oh my God.
For the wedding.
I'm dying.
And special Converse for Emily to wear.
Oh my goodness, I hope not. How long has everyone been in these clothes?
Well, it's probably all the same day.
No, but she was wearing a different sweater before.
Yeah.
While she was eating the hot dog.
Whereas Emily is in the same outfit.
Yeah, and she's in the same cardigan and sort of like, you know, Madewell type tank.
That is a really large rocking horse in the background there. I think it might be too big for me.
Is it a child? This is the child's room.
With the 7-foot rocking horse.
And a Trojan horse. Someone's going to hide in the horse. Please, please let that be this.
Yeah,
an Aldovian
folktale.
Emily
can save them with her math skills?
She has good math skills and hair. I kind of want Emily to say, can Emily just be queen? Oh, that was the thing with the last movie. Like, everyone had a problem over whether Richard could be king, but why couldn't the mom be queen? Why couldn't she be queen?
Well, see,
can we just stop the misogyny?
At some point, they specified that
women
were dumb. Well, that the crown passes only to the male heirs. But if the king can
make a decree to legitimize his son,
presumably he could also allow
women.
And I think that Emily can be the Shuri of Aldovia. She's got these math skills. She can figure out some kind of STEM solution
Another
to
wreath.
Their economic disaster.
Time to find the most perfect tree on the mountain. Ooh, is it the horse? The horse was the best part in terms of, like, things that looked expensive.
Okay, everybody's got a scarf and hat now. I feel a little better.
She is wearing the Lenny Kravitz scarf. Look at how many scarves. She's got a baby in that scarf.
It's actually a throw blanket, but at least she's going to be warm. Not this guy, though. And not Emily. Emily doesn't get to be warm.
The poor disabled child doesn't get warmth.
Yeah, before they wouldn't even let her out of her room, but now...
Now it's like you just throw her up in the 20-degree weather without a scarf. Uh-oh.
Now they can't go ride their horses because they have to sell the horses to...
They have to eat the horses.
There's nothing left except dollar store Christmas ornaments.
And a horse.
So half the time, Emily seems to be in these sort of quasi prep school uniforms, except she never gets to leave the castle.
Yeah, I don't know really how they're designing
it. Oh, now she's in some kind of prep school.
Oh, that's nice.
Did they make her a prep school in her house, in her castle?
Is she going to have a little boyfriend? I think she is. Ooh. I think this is the couple with chemistry. Emily and the guy in her high school.
All right, so we're up to we've got the princess and the king, we've got dad and any number of women, we've got the little princess and
Her co-star. Ooh,
her
the lights
school
are all
friend.
off. Are they... Make out, make out,
Oh.
make out. No, they're not gonna make out.
And no, I don't think that they are going to.
Yeah, like nobody makes out in these until the end anyway. Like he'll
Not
hold her
well,
hand at the
and
wedding.
only villains. Villains can make out early on, but we have to be really horrified by it.
Yeah, that's true. Hi, kitty cat. You gonna attack the wall? Yeah.
But are we going to have a happy ending for Simon now too? We got to find him somebody. Oh, there's another wreath. I'm up to
Oh yeah, Simon
25.
deserves some reform and love.
And here's this kid. He's rubbing his hands because he is very anxious speaking to a girl.
Well, you know, he is English. They have a hard time. Wreath.
Yep, I've got that one.
Okay.
They do have an interesting range of British accents for being this. Oh no, they have turned the lights off.
Moldovian.
They're locking up the school and the auditorium.
Oh my goodness.
Think, Emily, think. Make rockets
No
or
Christmas
something.
play, no tree.
No lights, no Christmas play.
Oh my gosh, is this the real message of Christmas? You need less shit. Can they fire like that guy? Oh, there's a wreath. There's just so many wreaths. Oh, hey, is this her guy?
Is this the Prime Minister?
Oh. Lingering handhold.
She's so happy he's here because he's going to save them from economic disaster, except he's got some nefarious plan no one knows about yet.
I'm wondering if Simon's going to kidnap the princess. That's my vague contemplation.
Or Simon is going to save them in the end because he
Oh,
is
he's
truly
going to
reformed.
reform.
He'll
Hi,
make some
I'm still here.
sacrifice so that they can start their hunting lodge with rockets.
Hunting lodge and rockets.
I'm still hooked on this rockets thing. Because otherwise, why did we spend all that time on Emily being good at algebra?
Yeah.
And algebra's all you need, right?
Calculus.
I meant for rockets. If we
Yeah.
get to make our rockets in Aldovia, I'm
Oh,
sure that
Aldovian rockets
Aldovian
only need
rockets
first year high school
only need high
algebra.
school algebra.
Yeah. Some trig. Maybe some trig. They did
But
do some
it's
trig
been
in the
another
last one.
it's been another year. But I'm sure that Aldovian rockets can
Oh,
fly on
wow. Oh,
air.
there's the picture of the dad from the last movie. They kept a lot of stuff. I'm quite pleased.
Now
Oh,
he's going to tell them the real
financial
truth.
advice, it's bad. This guy's scamming them, I'll bet.
Yeah, he's definitely going to
Somebody's
try to sell the
scamming
country to.
to Belgravia from the other Christmas movie with Vanessa Hudgens in it.
Chinese investors, maybe.
I don't want to sound mean, but the people in the Vanessa Hudgens one were all way hotter. Like, this is more in the traditional vein.
Yeah. Vanessa Hudgens is super cute.
She
Rose
is.
McIvor is cute too. I'm not gonna
Yeah, no, these are
knock
lovely
our
people.
heroines. Oh, she's got an idea, but no one is going to listen to her.
She's a woman. And probably an English major, and she probably will save the country, but it
With her
won't come
English
out, which
major.
her, you know what? Analytical skills and research skills, creativity, save the world.
Some combination. We've got to have
Are those
something.
stripper poles with reindeer on them? Sorry, what were you
So
saying?
there's got to be some sort of synergy between the English major and the high school trig skills and dad's hot dog making.
Dad's hot dog making dad. Oh,
All
he's
of these will
got a
come
denim
together.
shirt untucked. Oh, dad. You know what? The dad's living his best life. He really didn't have to do anything.
I really feel like they should have brought in some of those Genovian etiquette experts.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
To help Amber and her father to prepare for their royal life.
Oh,
I
I
just
like that.
feel like no one has worked on that here in Aldovia, but Genovia does have some
Is Genovia the Princess
Princess
Diaries?
Diaries,
Yes.
yes.
Exactly. I don't think Julie Andrews would be willing to ever do this, though.
No, but maybe someone else from her kingdom could come and have a special guest spot. They can visit and explain how to curtsy.
Oh, look, there's little pennants on the back of her wheelchair now.
This is kind of like my 4-year-old decorating style. Like I can stick something to something else. There's another wreath.
Oh my gosh, it's so wreathy. A signal from your father. Bro, you don't get to decide what dead dad messages anybody
I
sends.
do love inlaid floors.
I do
All this
too. I do like
parquet
that
is
floor.
nice. Oh, she's very sad. Everyone's sad because their parents are dead. Their
Yeah.
economy is collapsing.
The woodworking isn't going to float them any longer.
Vlogging is not going to save them the way they thought it
Honestly,
would.
they were probably better off back when he was a playboy and screwing around and there were reporters following them. Like, that's a boon for the local economy. So maybe the problem is that he's marrying this girl. Oh, look. Oh, I love it when they do like random Christmas ornaments just on random foliage. Oh, here we go. Here's the sleigh. Oh, is there a wreath in the sleigh? I'll bet there is.
I'm watching. We need to see the front of it.
Oh, all the throw blankets.
Well, at least shuttering the school has not cost them their sleigh yet.
I love that we went from last movie where she was expected to do calculus on Christmas to this one where it's like, well, we'll just shut down the school for the holidays and see what happens if it ever works out again. Like the education policy, maybe she needs to be director of education. I also want to know what happened when the real tutor arrived. Did that person ever get a job?
We don't know about poor Martha. Poor
Oh.
Martha Anderson. She showed up in January and everyone's like,
That should have been the
we've given up
sequel.
on educating poor Princess Emily. Now she's just gonna bake cookies.
And go to the local school. Yeah, that should have been the sequel, like the tale of the real Martha.
Real Martha is 62 years old. She thought she'd found a new career for herself after her divorce and her own children were grown. They didn't appreciate her. She arrived in this new country and they didn't appreciate her either.
Yeah, that's a nice modern novel.
They going to pick their Christmas tree? They don't have a Christmas tree yet.
Oh my gosh.
Not that one. No, not that one.
No. How many scarves does she have?
Well, this is just the unwrapped
Oh, this is
blanket
her
she was wearing before.
blanket.
See? If we wrapped it up,
Oh, what's she want? She wants a big, scary tree.
she's found the right tree. And
A
also, she is.
tetrahedron. I haven't heard that word in a film in a while. Oh boy, what is it? Oh, we don't get to see it. It's too special to show.
It's going to change their whole world.
They're gonna real. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Prediction. The solution in Aldovia is to be a giant Christmas tree farm. It's possible.
That's a very tall thing.
Yeah, like.
Oh, finally, somebody put a scarf and a hat on poor Emily.
I know. We will light the tree on Christmas Eve because the lights are too expensive. The decor mandate is white and gold. That's bullshit because, like, we've seen what your decor is, and it's like any crap that you can throw on a wall that looks red and green. Oh, the queen has a great hat. She's got a fur ball on her head. Oh, now we get to see the queen go
What
tobogganing.
has happened to that poor tree?
I don't know. Maybe that tree might represent the actual fate of
Perhaps instead
Aldovia.
of skiing, they could have a special toboggan industry.
You see, like it is a leisure place. You could ride horses in the winter. There's a little village.
I'm always concerned because I don't have a concept of how big Aldovia is, that they're going to sled and end up in Austria.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big paperwork problem for them to get back.
I was just sledding.
Do you think Aldovia's in the EU?
Oh, yeah, he's doing something bad, and so is he. Oh, I don't know. How much does it cost money to be in the EU? I don't understand. What or do you just, like, are you in it and then you, like, you profit share with everybody?
Perhaps they're going to be austerity measures if the EU discovers that they can't meet their obligations.
Oh, these people are bad. The bad music is in the background.
Simon definitely seems more evil when he's got his hair sort of Don Jr. slicked back.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that the hair slicked back thing is going to be destroyed for decades.
Snow angels. What is he doing? He's throwing snow at the disabled girl? That's not nice. They kept the shearling coat from last time. That was one of my favorite things in the last one. He had a really lush shearling coat.
Poor Emily only has one cardigan.
Yeah, why does
Amber's
she...
Got
Amber's got 10 cardigans in, like, a day. Oh, the Florida State dress with wreaths. What is... Oh, is that her costume? I'll bet that's her costume from the play.
Or is it her dress for the wedding? Oh, they've turned the lights back on.
I hope it's a Christmas pageant dress and not one for the wedding. And yet, like, the clothes are so bad in this that who knows? Well, yeah, if you're the royal family, can't you bring shit to your, like, palace and have it there? Oh, look, this is pretty. Aw, this is very, like, 18th century, like, special effects. A wreath? Yeah, oh, you got it. Yeah, you're good.
Oh, that's kind of how I feel about much of it. Woman with her, like, slightly curled.
Oh, what is he? Is he a reindeer? What is he? Oh,
I thought maybe he was a wolf, but I think you're right about the reindeer.
What is he? I like that outfit.
Very dejected reindeer.
I'd get married in that over the dress that she has. I'm going to just wear a beige furry jumpsuit.
Papa Moore has a sweater with reindeer.
Oh, he's so wholesome. He's the most wholesome, tough-talking man from New York you'll know. Here's Emily with a baby. Oh, that's right. This is the Aldovian folktale. But I don't know what the folktale was about. Also, her boyfriend is dressed.
You were right about the dress. Okay.
There we go.
I take it all back.
I'm pleased.
But where are her ribbons? Doesn't she have armor?
Oh, they're making out.
Oh, he is transformed.
He's
from
transformed
a reindeer into
from
a prince.
Reindeer into a prince. Aww. And, like, maybe she can transform him back into a reindeer if he gives her a hard time.
Oh, they're getting a standing ovation.
Oh, the one girl is a bee.
All of the little orphans. All of the little orphans doing their Christmas play.
Oh, I got George the best Lego set for Christmas. It's Lego Mountain Fugitives. It's like a Unabomber Lego. That's so great. I'm so excited.
Was he making them Shrek cookies? Why are they making Shrek cookies?
Shrek cookies. Oh, God, that's horrible.
What is happening?
What is happening?
There's
someone's high.
Oh, green mush.
They're making terrifying
everywhere.
Cookies.
Oh, they're going to make cookies with the orphans from the school.
Oh, orphan cookie party. Orphan cookie party. Yeah, eat the head out of that one. Oh. Oh, no, the other cook is sad.
Her kitchen is being destroyed by these unruly orphans. Oh, but she can have a Shrek cookie now.
Oh.
Nope. No, nope. She rejects her Shrek cookie.
She rejects the Shrek. Oh, those two like each other. Oh, they both have great hair. Uh-oh. She has frosting on her nose. Lick the frost. No, don't lick.
What are you doing to these poor children?
10 years from now, fall in love with her and have an appropriate adult relationship. Oh.
This poor woman. Her kitchen has been...
I know.
She's
has no
cry.
Personality, though. Like, what is her personality like? Eastern European is not a personality. It's an, you know, a background, a heritage.
Toboggan. It seems like this might be a real kitchen somewhere with the tiles in the back.
I kind of love those tiles. Like, It's also like that orange and avocado green chew coloring. So like maybe this was renovated in the 70s and then updated.
Do you think she has photo releases from all those orphan children to post on her blog?
Well, Aldovian laws are probably complicated about intellectual property.
All right, I'm seeing
I see
three,
another
four.
wreath, another wreath. Oh gosh, thank God she's flying her friends in from New York. Like, I'm on vacation. I'll sleep after New Year's. Oh my gosh, is he gonna like set the wedding planner guy right because they have
Hear the
gaydar?
dialogue?
Oh, sorry.
Are you hearing the dialogue in the
Yeah.
movie? Oh, that's interesting because I am not.
You're not hearing any of it? Is
Nope.
this not working? Did you, is this, does this
Let's
need
see.
to be a thing? Here. Here.
I've been getting music.
Oh my goodness. Like, okay. Here, let's see. Hang on. We're going to pause this. Hi, all. So we have fixed our audio problem. Poor Abby couldn't hear any of the dialogue, but was hearing all the music and realized that I could actually hear both
I just
dialogue
assumed
and
we were filling
music.
it all in ourselves.
Oh no, I'm just talking over all of them.
Oh, see? Well, that's
Whoa.
what. I mean, she should not have been.
They censored her blog. Aldovian intellectual property is total shit. Yes, it's cute.
Yes,
It's trending. Why
that's what
can't
it
I do it?
matters.
That's morality.
All the positive comments on the internet are what really matter.
Oh my gosh. I'm guessing the real comment section would be the other people of Aldovia being like, I can't afford food. Maybe I can eat some frosting at your house, palace people. Oh gosh, the royal portrait. Oh, that's going to be bad. Oh no, this is going to be a bad one. Oh, there's everybody. Ooh, someone's brushing his eyebrows because that's a thing.
Oh,
Make sure your eyebrows are well brushed, sir.
now he's got his sash back on.
See,
I
she should
kind of
just
like,
get married in that.
yeah, her navy blue is nice.
Yeah, that's a pretty dress. Navy blue velvet.
The people decorating them all have like purple extensions in their hair
I kind of
or
love
purple
it.
lips. 'Cause that's how
Yeah.
you know that you're fashionable.
Yeah. That girl has blue lipstick. And some of the audience for this film is like, what is that? These people are so exotic. And I see college students all the time, so I'm just like, you know. He really has excellent hair, though. That pompadour is just magical. And I love that there's like, it's replicated in the portrait behind him. High hair. The higher the hair, the closer to something.
Yeah, they don't seem to have God in Aldovia, so I'm.
Yeah, no, they don't. I kind of like Aldovia for that. You know, hi, we're the atheist kingdom with the good skiing and tobogganing and great horses and some kind of food.
Oh, here, now they can make up.
Oh, he brought her tulips, which are not growing anywhere. Oh. Oh. Maybe she couldn't have kids and it makes her sad. I think that's going to be her lone personality trait.
See, she
Oh,
was in her
Eastern
orphanage when she was.
European is a personality trait.
Yes.
When I was child,
When I was a child and I had
I
not
had
enough
sad.
borscht.
Oh.
Oh, see, now she
I
has
like
a moment of
them.
vulnerability and sweetness.
She shoved peppers in his face with love.
She
Th
has
that's
some
not
really
enough
impressive
peppers.
cheekbones.
She's gorgeous.
Oh, and see, he's going to charm her
By
and.
dicing those peppers really well. Aw. Oh, good. The queen has a less Hot Topic outfit on. There was one velvet one she had on. I'm like, this is something I wore to a homecoming, I think.
She has a really nice carriage, though, as a queen.
Yes.
I find her.
I believe her as a royal person.
Yeah. Whereas Amber always looks a little like she's shown up at her prom in Converse.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess we're supposed to want that for her, that she has the right to wear those Converse everywhere. Because Converse are a personality trait, just like growing up in Eastern Europe.
Well, I mean, it does make things...
Well, growing up in Eastern Europe is a culture, I mean, but like,
you know, like turning her head back and forth.
Does she know nothing?
Well,
can't they just take a few pictures and paint it anyway? I mean, like, they're angry that she's wearing the locket with her dead mom in it. Oh, they want her to wear a terrible necklace.
I don't think she's big enough to support that.
Giant snowflake earrings. This is all bad. That you can't wear those earrings and that necklace either. And why don't they have actual jewels instead of costume jewelry?
I'm pretty sure it all came from H&M.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, do you know who has great necklaces? Have you ever seen Schitt's Creek?
I have not watched enough of that to have noticed, but
the Catherine O'Hara, like the mom of it, like,
yeah, yeah,
always has just like these gnarly statement necklaces that I think they just like took a normal one and added a bunch of shit to it. It's great.
Give me the glue gun and
oh look, they in Aldovia they just hang all their Christmas cards from the ceiling.
I mean, my mom would do that. She doesn't have a castle though.
Oh, she's got a Christmas sweater on. That's good. Emily's got a sweater.
Yeah.
Second
we know
sweater.
We know the prime minister is the prime minister because he's got double-breasted coat, and that's...
Yeah, double-breasted
you're
is always...
either an admiral or...
A prime minister.
Or the prime minister in the fictional tiny European country.
Yep, yep. Aww.
I'm up to 37 wreaths now. The Aldovians are suffering, but
yeah,
the royal family does have 37 wreaths.
Wreath-verdashery could be their new industry. Everything's lit up. Oh, they're surprised that someone is poor in their country. See, those are appropriate jewels for a royal to wear, even if those are fake.
Yeah, but like, they're understated but elegant.
It's clearly what you would put with a portrait, not like H&M tacky paste necklace. Can't let the naysayers bring you down. What a shitty dad. Like, that, the dad just sucked at that one.
Ooh, go for it, Princess Emily.
Should we do something about the poor people or not? Christmas Eve discussion. Oh my goodness. Dearest royal family. Yeah, put the card up.
Are they going to read all of the cards they've received from the citizens of Aldovia?
I mean, they had made ornaments for everyone back when, what's his name, was king? Richard the First. I'm so sad they didn't get him to be Richard the Third. Like, it's just, you know, they had it right there. They could have had a Richard the Third and, like, made secret jokes about, like, you know.
Yeah, this was definitely
angry
something
Richard. Oh, more archery. That's
yeah.
what we do.
So
in
this
our,
is the bow he
out.
Had in the first movie that he said he was adjusting the sights, but this bow does not have sights.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. Why don't they use like a pro? Well, they, I guess they just don't, they haven't modernized their archery
they
equipment
only have toy
either.
Bow and arrow.
Yeah, I like the kind of cool modern ones too.
Oh, is she's gonna shoot through a window again? There it goes.
Oh no! Oh no! Don't shoot your friends.
Okay, well at least she didn't behead one of her friends.
Oh my gosh. Can this woman just not...
Like... Everyone's like, oh, it's okay. She didn't actually kill one of us.
Oh, that's nice. He's wearing a hat. Isn't it her first royal wedding, too?
Presumably, it is everyone's first royal wedding.
How many royal weddings have you experienced?
Yeah, so, like, at least four.
Yeah, that's good.
I make sure to attend a royal wedding every 8 or 10 years.
That's good. I mean, I do have memories of my grandmother waking me up very, very early to watch Princess Diana get married.
I was
like
not
five
aware.
Or something.
I was not aware
of
Princess Diana. I did watch part of Kate and Meghan's weddings.
Yes, I did too.
But my
grandmother was English.
I'm
which
afraid
is
American
why.
Television is as close as I'm ever going to get to a royal wedding.
Same. Well, in a way, like if you have been to the location where they got married, it's like some of your molecules might still be lingering in the air
totally
of Westminster Abbey, you know? Oh, yeah, she's definitely wearing a shirt from Wish and or Amazon. Oh, God, the Converse.
I really have no objection to the Converse generally. I can see how that's cute, but it just doesn't make sense that she wears it with her ball gown.
Well, she shouldn't wear Converse with like that lacy t-shirt anyway. Like, that's a t-shirt for like a little booty or something. Or your shoes. I mean, I'm wearing fake Uggs, so I really can't judge.
Yeah, I've
they should have styled her more like her friend, though. Like, look at that sort of, like thin cable knit top under a blazer. Oh, he's gonna fall in love or not. Okay, no, he's not.
No, he's still gonna have to be evil. It's too bad.
I'm sad.
I was willing to let him redeem himself.
I know. The redemption of Simon would have been a good plot. Oh, here's fake Tim Curry. No. No. Guest list, no. Cross her off. Okay.
We can't afford any guests.
We can't afford guests.
And we're going to serve them all hot dogs.
It's a step up from the aspic. Wreath. Oh, is this the music room again? It's just different. Oh, by the way,
ooh,
he does not have piano skills. He's just able to clomp along in some Christmas songs.
Yeah,
the first one, they're like, ooh, you can play. And
so
it's like
talented.
Jingle bells. Like, are you eight?
You have successfully reproduced the notes
of jingle bells. Or
of a fairly simplified arrangement of, yeah.
Like, call me back when there's Rachmaninoff. Rose and Crown Pub.
Just like an Epcot.
Just like an Epcot, it is Epcot! Oh my gosh, that would be great. It's not, because the Epcot one is right on the lake, but...
Perhaps someone really enjoyed the pub in Epcot that came home to Aldovia and invented this pub.
I love this! Oh, they're right up, but we get to see more of Aldovia! She's wearing her sunglasses at the pub because
no one will recognize her wearing her sunglasses
in the same coat
night.
She wears everywhere inside. I'm just going to guide myself based on the various Christmas lights. Oh no, drunk man.
He's like quasi Scott Saldovian.
Oh my goodness, this is a nightmare.
Everyone's waving.
Oh no, this is awful. She has to talk to peasants. He is a peasant. He's a drunk peasant with a sad wife.
I'm not sure how she can even negotiate this dark pub in her sunglasses.
There were Christmas lights she could follow, but... Oh boy. She's doing a secret expose because she can't stop being a journalist.
Oh.
On poverty in the country she's going to be a princess of. Or queen of. Or
what's...
Oh my goodness. Woo!
Oh, she's His removed voice. Her sunglasses and everyone
she took her
knows
sunglasses
who she is.
Off. Oh my gosh. I mean, he can afford to drink in a pub. I don't understand what the problem is. You can afford a pint, sir. Sorry.
Everyone knows that's the real mark.
That's the real
success.
Mark. Can you... Oh, did you drink something? Yep, sorry. We'll just let you stay unemployed. That's... Oh, wait. This is a different country than our own. Maybe our anxieties are being displaced onto Aldovia, the way that sci-fi used to displace our anxieties about the Cold War onto alien interactions. All right. Meadow... What?
fishy. She just wrote fishy as his
note. In her notes?
Why are you writing fishy as your note when the guy just told you a whole bunch of stuff about business corruption?
Everyone knows the important part is that he considered things fishy. Oh, and
oh, gosh. Simon is rescuing her.
Yes, but he's the one who sold her out to the Aldovian press.
Another wreath. Oh, two more on the left.
All right, that gets us up to 43.
43 wreaths. Oh, he's driving some kind of sad green car.
Sort of nondescript European vehicle of the late 70s.
Of squarish variety. Okay, so clearly the Aldovian economy is not going to be about automotive manufacturing. Nobody has a matching mug.
It's distressing.
It's like, can't they all have, like... Like, that red and gold one seems more like Aldovia, or that white and red one.
Yeah,
but how many deer mugs are people going
to
have?
Add the crest.
Oh, she's flirting with Simon. Maybe she will convert Simon to being a human. Oh, wait. Maybe this is bigger than Simon, and he doesn't want it to happen.
I think perhaps Simon is going to find himself conflicted. He's going to be torn between...
A moral and not a moral. Oh, you know what? She was that super into her mom's locket. Oh, she just put her head on Simon. She upped the ante there. Oh,
she's helping.
She's helping kind of Simon.
Nobility for herself.
She's like, I'm homeless, so I would like to
Emily
have a man.
Steal, Daddy Moore's shirt?
Oh, yeah, looks like it. Oh, Emily's a hacker! Oh, we are using her skills. Oh, look at that. That was some chemistry with Simon and her friend, whose name I've forgotten. Because I forget everybody's name.
Vlogger friend.
Vlogette. Nail polish that is no brand. Wait, what is happening? A man's toenails are being painted? Is this her bachelorette party? There we go. Okay.
Everyone's got a tiara. And a fuzzy
robe. Cucumber slices for their eyes. It's a spa night. You know, why not? At least it's, like, you know, wholesome. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be touching the microphone. Sorry. Oh, look at that. She has less decor now in her bedroom as the future queen
than when she
was. Oh my gosh, don't go to bed in your makeup.
Shouldn't she have been assigned some sort of maid of her own to keep her?
Yeah. I see one wreath. Was there another one? Maybe. Well, she has a little cannon on her desk. Ooh, PR problems.
Oh, queen goes bar... Queen-to-be goes bar hopping.
What? What? Why is that weird that she went out?
Yeah. How dare she go out and have a beer in Aldovia's one pub.
In the one pub. Yeah. How about queen-to-be contributes to local economy unlike everyone else in the royal household?
Well, she doesn't understand her role within the royal family, but perhaps someone should have...
Is that... Oh, no, that's just a garland.
Yeah, perhaps they should have spent some of this year educating her on her...
Yeah.
Her role and proper
behavior. She needed someone from Genovia.
The Genovians have this royal etiquette training system down.
Yeah, they really do. Instead, she just, you know what? It's kind of a battle between, like, negative reinforcement and kind of a combination of positive and negative reinforcement. She is all negative reinforcement. It's like, you're not good enough. And she's like, I hate everyone. And she storms off to her room because everyone in this is kind of in high school in their hearts. Now all he's wearing is a turtleneck and some sad-looking pants.
Well, things have gone badly for them now.
Yeah. Oh, look at Hacker Emily's hacking. Simon's like, hey, can you make sure my Sims have unlimited simoleons? Oh. Wow, this is exciting.
Where is the queen to be? She has left. She has returned.
Oh my goodness. She's on a plane to New York. Another wraith. Thank you.
50. I feel like we've reached the threshold. Oh, we've reached the, yeah.
The hemicentennial or what? Demicentennial. I don't know. There is a real quinquennial. I don't know. Math. Math and Latin are hard. I'm kidding.
Lots of garland here. Lots of this, pink bows. We could have gone for pink bows.
This staircase is kind of the star of this entire show. Like, I've seen this thing so many times, and there's all these scenes on it. Oh my gosh, this guy is wearing the worst tunic and vest combos I've seen, really. It's purple and green now. So it's Mardi Gras tunics.
it's sort of the Joker colors.
Yes, it's the Joker. I wouldn't show up for a fitting either. That thing was hideous.
It did look highly flammable, though. Ooh. There's lots of candles.
And there's Christmas. Lots of fireplaces.
I think we could take care of the dress pretty quickly.
Yeah. Say no to the dress. Oh my gosh. He's just running around in the halls going, Amber!
Miss Moore!
Amber! Stella! Oh, the queen looks great. Come on, Emily.
I think the queen needs more credit.
Destroy the mainframe, Emily. The queen does need more credit. Well, the queen should be in charge of the country. The king isn't doing anything.
He seems not particularly effective or useful.
Oh.
Oh, she has...
She got in.
I love
no,
when,
you didn't.
I love
fuck
when
off, Simon.
Beating the keyboard with your fists does what you need it to do. It always works for me.
Yeah, well, they probably had, like, somebody's cat design the password. You have a disturbing knowledge of underhanded activities. Simon smirks. Are you sure you want to download Glockenspiel?
Glockenspiel.
Someone didn't even take German 1. Like, Glockenspiel Consortium.
I wonder how many consortiums there are in these movies.
Oh, I know. You know,
there is something very villainous about the consortium.
I know. Amber. He's just walking around outside the Steadicam.
He actually hasn't moved. He's just Steadicam turned a couple of circles.
Oh my gosh.
Oh dear.
Emily should be queen. Emily should kill Richard and rewrite things so that she gets to be queen.
I mean, I think she's got a little evil in her. She needs to off her brother to fix the country.
I love
that. I don't think she would enjoy it, but I think she would do it for the good of
her people. She's like that one woman, the girl from Game of Thrones, who's like, not Arya, but like that one who's like Lyanna or whatever. Yeah. She's like that one.
The one from Bear Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's.
I hope this little curly-haired girl is on the new season of Game of Thrones. Like, she's like, it'll just be a bunch of female children, like, destroying all these adult men.
Oh, dear.
Ooh. Emily gets it. Amber, we know where the money's going. Wreath. Another. Yep. That's the same wreath. There's probably two, though. That really is a beautiful black horse that he has. Like, that is just a gorgeous, gorgeous beast.
Do you think that Amber has learned to ride in the last year?
Probably not.
It doesn't seem like
she knows nothing about
using this
princess.
Year to prepare.
Yeah, I mean,
is
it's
this
a job.
The lodge again? Are we headed back to the antlers?
Oh, I hope so. Oh, it's where he goes to think. Oh, that's where she went to think, and he knew she'd go there. Well, there's only so many places she can go.
It does seem nice and cozy.
It's all decorated for Christmas, except no one thought to look there. Oh, there's a tree. Are there reeds?
Maybe they just leave the trees up year-round. Maybe it's just special Christmas land.
Oh, I like that. She's got her fold-over boots on again. I kind of liked those the last time. I've got a cardigan. My cardigans. Don't give up your cardigans.
Her voice seems to equal her blog.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, she could help orphans. There are a lot of orphans in Eldovia.
Yeah. Because their parents are starving.
I don't know. I'm telling you, there was some kind of disaster in the country under King Richard I that we've never really had revealed to us. Why is approximately 8% of the country an underaged orphan? And then everyone else now is experiencing this economic collapse. There's some history here that we've been denied and would really be helpful to know.
Indeed. So how were the children orphaned? Why did no one want to take them in or have the resources to take them in?
His hair seems to have stayed in exactly the right places, despite his wild ride through the snow to this cottage.
It really is a shame. Maybe the family can all live in this house and they could make the palace the ski lodge. That's a good idea. Because, I mean, like, wouldn't you? That's clearly like a 500 euro a night lodge. Wreath.
Everyone is back.
So many wreaths. Everyone's like shocked that she was in the one adjacent building that is. Like, what do you. They just left the fire going. Like, this is very irresponsible.
Daddy Moore has his Santa sweater on now.
Why can't they fire that woman?
She seems to have something on them.
Richard gave a brooding look.
Oh no,
She's going to wear the Converse.
Oh, and he's going to make hot dogs. We called that.
Oh, that's good. My wholesome dad will make us all hot dogs for the wedding reception. Pigs in a blanket.
He's going to work together with his new Eastern European girlfriend.
To develop a new cuisine. I'm kind of fine
Aspic
with that.
Aspic hot dogs. Yeah. Aspic dogs.
Well, no, she was chopping, like, eggplant and peppers, so, like, maybe some kind of, like, Romanian stew with meats.
Some kind of goulash on hot dogs. I mean, that would be fine. Nobody would object to that.
Yeah, no, I'm fine with that. Oh, look, there's a clasp of her necklace turned the wrong way, because they care that much about the details in this.
Oh, dear.
I feel like somebody should slap somebody. No one has slapped anyone in this film, and...
Well, yet.
That guy's going to get it.
Yeah, he's totally the villain. Oh, see.
There we go.
Now Richard's going to stand up to him.
There will be a slap. Slap. Slapsgiving. Oh. He's stealing from Eldovia. This one man has bankrupted. He's the Bernie Madoff of Eldovia.
He's got some yacht somewhere that's...
Ooh. Oh. Archery!
Don't let Amber touch the bow!
Except someone will distract her. Oh, she pulled the archery bow on him!
Oh, this is not good. She's gonna
shoot the
queen.
All you need to do is just say, what's that over there? And she won't shoot you, because she'll just shoot randomly. Why do I hear the dulcet tones of eight? It's actually Glockenspiel, darling. The Glockenspiel Consortium.
Yes. It's not that clever. I appreciate them including that.
Leo
Plumtree.
2 billion euros. Oh, they are on the euro. Oh, is that a euro or is that a euro with an extra hash mark in it? Like the Aldovian euro.
I think they're probably part of the EU.
There is a real dungeon.
Yay!
Ooh, I want to see
it's
the dungeon.
It's going to be like the wine cellar.
I want to see the dungeon. There'll still be like someone from there from like 30 years ago who offended her once.
How many wreaths? How many wreaths in the dungeon?
Oh, Aldovia has TV. Why doesn't she hire her friends to do stuff on Aldovian television? Like, there's jobs.
Oh, he's
there.
I thought he was just going to metaphorically tear up his speech, but he's actually doing it on television.
But, like, he did the other stuff on teleprompter anyway. Like, tear up the teleprompter. Shoot it.
ANN. The Aldovian News Network.
They have multiple channels. Oh, look. Oh, they're eating cookies.
Oh, they're going to...
They have margaritas, daiquiris, cervezas. Like, what is this pub?
So they've got... they're Aldovian national aspic, but there's no Aldovian beverage of choice.
Yeah. Unless it's margaritas. The Aldovian margarita.
I mean, margaritas are good.
I like margaritas.
Oh, her dad's got some kind of sash now, too.
Oh, because he's the dad regent. Oh, they're going to light the royal Christmas tree. And there we go.
Was that the easy button from Staples?
Oh, my goodness. The royal Christmas tree just shot out glitter from the top.
It's got a lot of inflatable ornaments
on
it.
Oh, this is the tackiest country I've ever heard of. We're the tackiest royal family. None of our mugs match. We have glitter and inflatables on our national tree. You deserve just like... You know, hot dog man is your new step king regent or whatever.
It seems like a very...
Oh, they have a church. There was a church.
It's a very simple church, though.
Yeah. Like, and also, it's the Liberty Bell. Like,
well, wait, it's all Gothic inside, but it's not outside.
That's a mystery.
That is a large, large...
Aldovian classical guitar.
Crown.
Are the wreaths. Where are they? This is kind of a pretty church.
Yeah, but it's not the same one we saw on the outside.
No, it's not.
Simon's still he's
still
helped
on the outs,
them now,
but at least he's not that terrible. Mm. Is this their wedding?
I think it must be.
Oh, this is the stuff that they wanted, which was a random guitarist, a religious figure, the queen dressing for a funeral. Shade from the mother-in-law. My goodness. Oh. Oh, Emily's a flower girl at 14. My goodness. Can't she just be a
dream? Oh, boyfriend.
Gazing lovingly. That's the real love right there.
Well, since there are only like 40 people here, he must be nobility.
Yes, it's true.
So perhaps that'll work out for her.
Oh, she's wearing a Kate Middleton dress.
A little shiny for Kate Middleton.
Shiny Kate Middleton. That's about right for Aldovian fantasies.
I mean, Kate might have silk. Amber's got polyester, but...
But she's got her locket with her mom in it. And she seems to have just kind of pulled her hair back for the occasion.
Oh, and here we get to see the shoes.
Oh, they're horrible. They're glitter Converse. Gold and silver glitter Converse.
She's really upped her game with glitter.
She has the fewest flowers of any bouquet I've ever seen. Like, why not at least have a nice bouquet? Like, those are horrible flowers. She's looking around like, what? I'm marrying someone? Oh, I hope they, like, oh, gosh, and, like, polyester ring pillow from the dollar store.
Yeah, there's a lot of polyester in this movie. Not as much as there are wreaths.
That's true. Oh, they're getting married. That's nice. Oh, the priest has a ponytail and a beard.
He seems...
I kind of dig the priest.
He's like some sort of borderline Orthodox priest.
He's Orthodox Aldovian.
Yes, the Aldovian Orthodox Church.
They don't want the Aldovian Reformed Church. They want the Aldovian Orthodox. Oh, she's wearing a sad little coral-colored fascinator. Oh, I don't know. But the mom dressed for a funeral, I feel like that is quite a choice on the part of the costumers.
Perhaps it's an Aldovian tradition. The Queen Mother has to wear black to the wedding.
Maybe. Oh, that is the worst looking crown. They could have at least gotten her just a tiara instead.
I think that one is also available via Amazon.
Yeah, I think that's an Amazon Mardi Gras parade crown. Oh, that's sad.
Those are great. Those are clay
cake topper. Yes. Her fantasy is to have the worst Pinterest wedding. And you were in the wedding shaming group, right?
Oh, briefly, yes. Yeah, I couldn't take it. It was too horrifying.
Yeah, no, it was. The number of rebel flags that were there were probably
difficult. It's a very tall cake.
It is a very tall cake. Well, I mean, if you're going to have an ugly cake, why not make it huge?
Yeah, her friend did come dressed for a different wedding.
Yes, that's true. Oh, that big ugly cookie. The Shrek cookie. Oh, their whole relationship is founded on getting frosting on themselves. I feel like I relate to them as the most as a couple.
A frosting relationship.
Awkwardness, longing glances, and clumsiness.
They're tiny hot dogs. They're here.
They did have tiny hot dogs.
Oh,
she and Simon are going to, you know what?
She has cute dimples.
She's gorgeous. And Simon's hot.
Yeah, better if he doesn't slick his hair back Don Jr. style, but.
Yeah. Oh, the mom's getting married next to this guy who's been standing there. Oh, look at him! Is he grabbing her butt in the cake topper?
I thought her cake topper was wearing a neck brace.
Oh, the two men. Oh, the two of them. You know what? That's nice. The two gay people fell in love. That's how life is, right?
They didn't have a whole lot of choices, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, can we have like marriage back to the Nutcracker in Aldovia?
You know, the Nutcracker is the only Christmas music. They don't have any Aldovian national music either. It's all the Nutcracker or Christmas Carol, American Christmas carols mostly.
Yeah, yeah. Handel's Messiah would be an interesting choice. All we like sheep have gone astray. Our first dance. With his stripes, we are healed. Oh, another grid floor. That's nice. Oh, no, this is... Which one is this? The Sugar Plum Fairies? Or is this Viennese? What is this one? I don't know.
I don't know either. I've seen the show so many dozens of
times.
What's
she doing? Oh, she's... What's the song going to be? Oh, boy. Oh, she's a DJ. Emily's secretly a DJ. What is the song? It's a Christmas song, isn't it? Conga. Oh, my. Let's have a conga line during their first dance. Okay, that's a shit move.
Yes, everything is super classy here.
It's the trashiest country. Oh, the queen is doing the conga.
Everyone is very happy. And
so let's see. A Christmas Prince 3 is going to be Simon and her friend and Emily and her guy. And the two gay guys in the whole filmiverse. And it's all going to be multiple weddings.
Well, I think we're going to send Amber and Richard off on their honeymoon on some island somewhere, but all of their friends are going to crash the honeymoon. And...
Oh, she has to have a baby, too. That's in the cards,
that's
right?
That's number 4.
Oh,
I mean, we can do a new one every year now.
They will. They totally will. Oh, a Christmas prince.
This guy, whatever his name is, is going to be... The Christmas Prince forever. He's never going to have another career. He's just going to be Christmas Prince.
Our children are going to grow up thinking that Aldovia is real. Why do people get cold in this country in the winter? All these people outside doing the conga.
The conga's keeping them warm.
The terrifying conga that's going to just follow you everywhere. I'm sorry, you can't escape the conga line. Where are they going to go?
Yeah, see, these are the same people who are going to crash their honeymoon.
Oh, wow. There's outtakes in the credits.
Oh, goody.
They're not really funny outtakes, are they? She sneezed. Oh, that's hilarious. There was a
See,
sneeze.
Now she's more relatable. She can sneeze.
Oh my gosh. Oh boy. Wow. Somebody forgot a line. Oh, these outtakes are just so edgy. Someone laughed. None of these people.
More people forgetting lines.
Yeah, it's just people forgetting lines, which is basically my whole life, you know.
Okay, so as my final wreath count was yes, 54.
54 wreaths. It takes 54 wreaths to make a wedding happen at Christmas time. Oh boy, here
and,
we go.
And a countless quantity of garland.
So what have we learned about love? I don't know. I don't know if I think I know less about love now.
Yeah, this one, there was not actually a lot of romance in this one.
No, it was. There really wasn't. It's kind of sad. Like, it's not even the wedding, and they're kind of just, like, phoning it in for politics.
And I'm still not sure what economically is going to save the country of Aldovia.
Yeah, I don't know either. It's like, I don't know.
I mean, their money's not being siphoned
off as quickly
now. They
got an extra few billion, right? Didn't they get an extra 2.6 billion?
If they can recover it.
If they can recover it from
Glockenspiel guy.
Glockenspiel Inc. But hopefully they'll use that to invest in infrastructure and new business and revive their economy.
They have an economy prior to this, but we've not been given information about.
Yeah, no, it's pub based. And.
But they've only
dollar
got one
store based. Most of it is probably UPS drivers who deliver Amazon.
Perhaps that's where they're manufacturing things for Wish.
Oh, gosh. No wonder they're broke, because everything on Wish is 99 cents plus, like, $1 shipping, and you get it 2 months later, maybe.
Well, clearly there's some problems with the Aldovian economy.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. And oh, there's some bug over there. Kitty cat, go kill that bug. That's why you're here. There you go. Good girl. Good girl. Look at her. She's working on it. Good girl. That might be a bee. Maybe she doesn't want to kill that. What do you think it is? Is it a wasp or a bee?
It seems like the wrong season. Doesn't it know it's Christmas?
I know, and I get Orkin, too. I shouldn't have any bugs, but, you know, at least the cat is doing her work. Anyway, so that was A Christmas Prince to the Royal Wedding, and Laura and Abby have shown you some exciting interpretations of the Aldovian nation and its commerce. Any concluding thoughts?
I think you're right that we need more romance in the next movie to justify the whole Christmas prince.
There's it's
genre.
Basically just people are hot for each other and they get married, and that's not how you build a strong foundation.
I mean, it seems like our favorite couple was Princess Emily and her little school boyfriend.
Yeah, longing looks, love.
They've got
shared activities.
5 or 6 years before
we can really be okay with anything happening there. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. All right. Well, thank you for coming with us on this magical journey.
And Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas.